Welcome to the JT Ride or Die podcast. We're so happy you decided to chill with us today as we talk about our favorite musician, the one and only Justin Timberlake. This really is a podcast by fans for fans, so we are not affiliated with his team or him in any way. That being said, we just want to take the time out to say that this podcast really is dedicated to his music, movies, artistry, comedy, books. The man really has done it all. We're not interested in gossip or headlines. It's not really why we're here. We're really here to get into some of the special moments and times for the fandom. So we'd like to go ahead and introduce you to some of the great hosts that we have. I'll go first. My name is Janira. I have been a fan of Justin Timberlake since I was 9 years old, so that puts me at about 2000. So I came in about the time his, you know, kind of solo career was launching, but NSYNC was still a thing, so I caught up all at once. Born and raised in sunny Florida, I was a dog mom. I still consider myself a dog mom. But that's all about me. Our next host I'd like to introduce you to is Kelsey.
Hello, everyone. My name is Kelsey. I've been a Justin Timberlake fan since this year, which is 2024, like a diehard fan. But I've been a fan of Justin's for a long, long time. Future Sex Love Sounds was the album that I really started to pay attention to him. It was my favorite album up until Everything I Thought It Was came out. That album is my current favorite. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, born and raised. I'm an only child. I don't have any siblings. Let's see. I work at a bakery full time. Which is good and bad, just because it's really hard to, like, I have a big sweet tooth, so, and I know Justin likes to bake, too, so him and I'd like to think him and I have that thing in common, but, yeah, cannot wait to dig into, discussing JT with all you guys.
All right, well, thank you, Kelsey. And our next host would be Jenny.
Hi, I'm Jenny. I'm from Pittsburgh, and I'm 37. I'm married, and I have one daughter who's 7. Her name is Cassie. I've been a fan of Justin since 1998 when the Disney Channel concert came out, and it was more because my cousin watched him on Mickey Mouse Club, and my aunt knew who Justin and JC were when we saw the commercials for it, so we just got hooked right away. So I've been a Justin fan since those commercials came out. That's really it.
All right, thank you, Jenny. So our next host is, so far, our only overseas co-host. So Faye, tell us a little about yourself.
So, hey everyone, I'm Faye. I'm from London. North London. I've been a fan of Justin since 2002, so when Justified came out. So that's why the album means a lot to me. I'm a nursery chef, so I cook Monday to Friday. I have 3 siblings. And yeah, that's about me.
All right, thank you, Faye. And last we have Kells. Go ahead, Kells.
Hey, y'all. My name is Kells. I was born and raised in New York, and I first became a fan of Justin in 1992 when I was watching Star Search with my dad, and I saw him come out and perform this Garth Brooks country number with those big old blue eyes that he has and that cowboy hat with his curls popping out, and it was just it. I was a fan ever since, and then I used to watch religiously on the Mickey Mouse Club. I became a fan of JC there as well. So when I heard that they were starting a group together called NSYNC, I was immediately on board. history. I've been a diehard JT fan for over 30 years. I'm a mom of 4 kids, and we own a martial arts academy where we teach and train jiu-jitsu, wrestling, judo, striking, etc. So I stay super busy, and that's pretty much it.
All right. Very nice. So now you know a little bit about myself, all of these wonderful ladies, different backgrounds, different, not putting anyone on the spot, different ages. We all came in at different times, and the love is still the same. So now we can get into it. I think this is a perfect time to talk about the first time that we saw Justin. Now, the first time I posed this question, I realized it sounded as if, like, the first time you saw him at concert. What I really meant was the first time you saw him, period. But we can get into whatever you want to get into. So, whoever wants to go first, let everybody know, what was it like the first time you saw the Justin Timberlake?
So, I'll start. I just remember the first time I saw him, I felt like I was hypnotized. You know, everybody knows he has those big blue eyes, and when he stares at you, it's like piercing. And even when he's on TV, it feels like he's staring through you. It's just something different about him. I can't fully explain it. It's just one of those things, if you know, you know. And if you're a diehard JT fan, I feel like we all know this and we have this in common, where you feel that stare that he has. And he had it at a very early, young age. And I just remember feeling that, like he was like staring through me, and it was just a different experience.
So it was the first time that you saw him on Star Search?
Yeah, that is the first time I saw him, and he's about 2 years older than me, so I was young at the time, but...
So that would be like the first little... That would be the first little boy crush, am I right?
Yeah, he absolutely was the first boy crush for me. I didn't like boys until him. There was just something about him, so he was my first boy crush all the way.
Adorable. Adorable. Okay, so I think the first time it's crazy because my memory's not that great, but I'm pretty sure it was the Tearing Up My Heart video. And I say that because we weren't allowed to have MTV in my house. And the first time we got cable and we had MTV in my house, that was the video I saw. And I was only 9 years old, and I just thought that he was just the cutest boy I ever saw. I'm not going to, like, lie and be like, oh, the vocals were so great. Nope, I just thought that was the cutest boy I'd ever seen. And, so parts of me also, like, remember Bye Bye Bye, even though they were far apart, right? But again, like I said, he's 11 years older than me, so I kind of had to, like, catch up at the last minute. But I did also go through, kind of like Kels was saying, I also did go through a JC phase. I always say JC was the voice for me, but I think I locked in on Justin pretty early, and then, you know, it was just a couple of years before his solo career came out, so I have more of an attachment or a memory to his solo career, I think, than anything. So, and then the first concert was the 2020 experience. I did not see Man of the Woods, and then I've been seeing him a lot on this tour. But that was the first time I saw him, and I was 9 years old, 2000, and it has stuck ever since.
I think that Tearing Up My Heart video stuck with a lot of us. That video was definitely something else.
It did. It was strategic in its placement.
Oh, yes, it definitely was. I just think it's funny that you and I were the same age, but in different eras. So we felt the same thing, but different ages. So you got him in the Tearing Up My Heart video.
Yeah, Yeah, and I remember my parents being like, oh no, this is exactly why MTV was not allowed in the house. And my mother's like, those boys are so cute.
Get rid of MTV again. That's it. Goodbye, MTV.
Exactly. My father was like, no. No. This is not cute. They are not cute. Why is that one on a bed?
So. Thanks, Justin. Thanks for banning getting MTV banned.
And to this day, like, my father's just always like, that guy. Where are you going? To a Justin concert? Oh, yes. Okay.
See, for me, it started with the Like I Love You video. So I was 9 years old. I remember seeing it on TV. And I just really loved how he moved, how he danced, how he sang. And I was like, oh my God, I've never seen anything like that before. And so from then on, that was it. And I couldn't see him at the Justify tour. Or any other tour, because it just didn't work out. Like, it just didn't work out. So this is the first time I'm actually seeing him. So, so it's like really, like, emotional for me, because I've not been for like 22 years and this is like the first time I've seen him live. So it means a lot to me.
And Faye has, What's your date, Faye?
What's my tour dates?
Your upcoming one next week.
Yeah, so it's actually Thursday, and then the Sunday, and then the following Monday.
Okay, all right. So you did do Manchester, very nice. Okay.
Yeah, I have to move that in. So I'll be VIP at the Road for Manchester, and then front row Sunday, and then Barstool on the following Monday.
Very nice. So, just so listeners are aware, out of this group, there is always somebody that is going to be going to a concert. I can promise you that.
Oh, absolutely. This is so true.
That somebody. Yes. Especially as we head into the fall, so we'll kind of make a general who's going this week announcement. Which is fun. I can't wait to see the footage from Faye's dates.
Yes. Yeah.
You'll get
content.
Yeah, I cannot wait. I'm like so excited, especially your VIP. I'm just like excited to see that.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready for that too.
And I may or may have not done the flame sign already.
I know, we can't wait to see the sign. They will be the first of us to do VIP. So that'll be very, very exciting.
Oh, yeah, I'm you.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
I'll let you guys know.
Okay. Jenny, I think you're the only one we haven't heard from yet.
Okay. Like I said, I saw him in the Disney Channel commercial the first time, and I just remember the curls and the earrings because I was 11 years old, and that's the only thing I really remember from the commercial itself. But the first time I saw him in person was the next summer in 1999 during their first tour, and that was the same time they were in Pittsburgh and they filmed that MTV All Access. Do you remember watching that?
Oh, yeah. That was awesome. I love when they do that.
Yeah. And Justin sang that Eat, Eat, Eat song
on the bus. Yes. That I remember.
So whenever I'm with my cousins, we always sing that song when we're about to eat at family events.
Love so, curly hair is amazing.
Yeah. That's what I remember the most. The bleach.
That curly hair.
Blonde curly hair.
Love the curly hair.
Yeah, we want it back.
I thought you were going to sing, I want you back. Sing. I want curls back.
Oh, that's what she said. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I was nervous for a second, but if you can't tell, that's probably going to be on another episode. I'm pretty sure there will be a hair episode.
Yes, most definitely.
It needs to be done.
There's been so much hair over the years, hasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, so much hair. So much hair.
You know what? He pulls all of it off, too.
Right.
He does pull all of it off.
But we have our favorite.
I wasn't keen on the shaven hair in Man of the Woods. I wasn't keen on that.
A shaved head?
I wasn't keen on the shaved head. No. 2003, yes.
Yes, when he had the diamond stud with it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's interesting that we all feel it worked then. I mean,
was it the beard, maybe?
I don't know.
With the shaved head?
That's a good point.
When he was younger, it worked, but not grown, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you know, because he has such nice hair, and now that he's older, it's like, we really want to see your nice hair. Like, when it starts to curl on stage, we're all like, yes.
Right, so curls for life at this point. Don't.
Absolutely.
No backsies. So. All right, so some of you guys submitted to us the first moments that you saw JT, and I know Kelsey and Jenny have some of those moments that they want to share. So if you give us the name of the part, like the social media name and what they said.
Okay. I can go first. I have one.
Jenny will go first. Okay.
Okay. Her name is Erica. This is from TikTok, and she said her first Justin concert was a Justified strip tour, but the first time she ever saw him was in the Clark County Fair in Vancouver, Washington, in the summer of 1998, and she was too scared to walk up and say hi.
Oh,
so cute.
I love that. That sounds relatable.
And then we have a comment from Gus Gus the Frenchie, if you remember that dog.
Oh, Gus
Gus! Not Gus Gus!
We forget!
It says the first time they saw Justin was Las Vegas, MGM Grand in 1998 in the nosebleeds. And then Beth said her first time will be August 7th in Birmingham, in England.
Oh, that's so exciting. Her first one.
Yeah, Beth. I know Beth.
Yeah, and she's over in your neck of the woods.
Yes, she's so sweet. She's NSYNC Nation UK on Twitter. Aww.
Very, very, very nice.
Okay, I'm going to read some comments off Twitter, but I'm going to tell you really quickly my first-time story. The first time that I saw Justin was, you know, I remember the Bye 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 music video so vividly. I remember the curls. I remember the blue eyes. And then, like I said, Future Sex Love Sounds is when I really started to pay attention to him. I was an NSYNC girly, but Justin wasn't my favorite. Actually, Lance was my favorite, believe it or not.
Traitor. No, I'm just kidding.
I know. I'm such a traitor. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry.
When Selfish came out, for his first single from Everything I Thought It Was, I saw he had a new music video. I watched it and I immediately fell in love because I loved how good he looked at his age, at 43 years old. You know, he still got it. And everybody kept saying, you know, the old JT is back. And it's really true. Like, I see it, you know, on this current tour that he's on, the Forget Tomorrow World Tour. And he's just incredible at what he does. His stage presence is incredible. How he interacts with the crowds, his vocals are amazing live, and it's just, I love him to death. I will do anything for that man. So,
Agreed.
We all will agree with that, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know if all y'all think about this when you think about the Bye Bye video, but I think about when he drops and his curls bounce, and then he's like, haha, and he does that.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking of.
I love that bit.
Yeah,
I said my memory is bad because I'm like, is that the, no, that's not the first time, but like that's one of such the core memories. And you know, you say that, but like I can still remember rushing home to see TRL and hoping they play the whole video, because sometimes you only got, like, a minute, and then I would be like, I hope they don't cut it off before the drop, because sometimes they would cut it off before, right before the drop.
I would get so mad.
Right? Oh my gosh.
I'm like, okay, you can cut some of the videos, but don't cut NSYNC's video short, okay? We need that drop.
Right. Like, kids can just go on YouTube, and now they've seen Deadpool, they can just pull up the whole video. No, you had to go, and then you had to hope that they played the whole thing, then you had to hope that they didn't cut it off at your favorite spot.
Yep.
Good time. Or, you know, because I was always videotaping it, so I would videotape each day till you got the whole thing.
So, I have some comments from Twitter. At Gabby_Teeter says, the Disney concert that NSYNC did, but the Bye 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 music video hit me hard. I think we can all agree on that. Another one at Kaza Glazer on Twitter says, the Tearing Up My Heart music video. And then at Nick Leckenby says, I'm going to guess that it was the I Want You Back music video, but the obsession didn't start until Bye 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 music video dropped. So a lot of Bye 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 music videos, that's everybody's vivid memory from Twitter. I got a lot of that on Twitter, so.
I wonder which I Want You Back he's speaking of. Was it
the
spaceship European one?
I like the European version. The European version.
I never saw the European one.
What?
Until later on.
I really like the American version, and it's not because we're in the USA, but it's because he had the Peyton Manning Tennessee
in the in the backward cap.
Yeah, playing basketball.
That was, and he was dribbling the ball on his finger, and he was, like, so happy and smiling. I love that.
I love that one, too. That's
is that the American version or the European version?
Yeah.
That's the American version.
The European is with the tight blue shirt, I think.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
Okay, no, it was on, like, the
spaceship. Spaceship.
Okay. And the spaceship.
Oh, no, the American version.
Of course, the spaceship, right? That spaceship coupe had more room for than just two people, though. It was all five of them on that one.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, that tracks. You got, like, one... You got one tearing up my heart. And then the more that I have seen recently... I don't know why I've been on a kick of watching I Drive Myself Crazy. I forgot how much I like that video. It's totally unhinged. Would not lie at all. Big people be Big Mac. For some reason, it's one that like I have distinct memory of watching with friends and stuff. But definitely Tearing Up My Heart and Bye 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 is, I think, a major for him for sure.
I hear we got some. Do we have any random JT facts?
Yeah.
Kels, do you have one?
Yes, I do have a random JT fact, and I don't know how many of all anybody that's listening knew this, but at just 10 years old of age, Justin sang at the Grand Ole Opry, and I just think that's amazing because he was 10. Like, how many 10-year-olds can say that they did that?
Right.
That's incredible. That's really cute.
I like that.
Yeah, and I love that for him.
I do too. I wonder what he sang.
You know, that's a good question. I don't know what he's saying.
And I couldn't find it anywhere.
Yeah.
I couldn't find it anywhere either. It's unfortunate that there's not video or some sort of documentation like we have with Star Search. Because Star Search was a year later.
Yeah, they have Star Search, but they don't have any of the other stuff. So I'm hoping that, you know, maybe this gets back to his mom and she has footage and somebody releases it, because that would be awesome to at least know what song it was. If they had footage, that would be even better.
That would be great. Yeah, so look, Mamalyn, if you have it, I know now he's going to tell you no. But
don't listen to him. Please. Okay? The fans are important.
We really want to see it. Okay, okay.
Pretty please.
That's great. So it's just like a random fact. You'll probably hear a lot of random facts on this podcast because we know a lot of random facts and they're fun. Our next topic of discussion would be, and this is a hard one. This is going to be a very hard one, so we're all just going to do our best, is our favorite JT moment. A lot of moments. But I know. It could be video. It could be concert. Could be song lyric. Could be photo shoot. Whatever. Yeah. I realized when I made this decision to include this that was, I set myself up for failure.
Every time you put something out like this, where something needs to be chosen, I am the worst at it. I'm always like, nope, not choosing. I have no idea. Yeah, like when it was the white and black shirt thing, like favorite song off of an album, I'm like, I can't choose one,
I can't do it. Yeah,
somebody can't do it. I think it was Kelsey. Kelsey was like, here's a song from each album. I'm like, what?
That's as close as you're going to get.
Idea, and I'm like, okay, that's easier for me. So I stole from Jenny.
Oh, Jenny did it first. Okay.
Jenny did it. Yeah, she did.
Okay. But you know what? That's the great part of being a JT fan. There's so much iconic shit in the world of Kim Kardashian. I think you said it. So.
Okay, so I'm going to do my very best. Okay, I'm gonna pick one moment, and I can't. There's other moments that, like, are really close that, you know, maybe we'll talk about at another time. But I'm just going to go with the most recent because Kelsey was there and we were both freaking out. So I'm going to go with when he noticed us at the Boston concert night 2. I'm going to say that was my favorite moment because we just, like, completely lost it and freaked out. We're like, this is the best friggin' night ever.
Yes, absolutely.
Loved it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what did your t-shirt say?
So, for those of y'all that didn't see me when I posted it, it had a picture of a cat that was cotton candy, made out of cotton candy.
Oh, yeah.
And it said, "Tastes like cotton candy," and it was the cotton candy cat.
If you're an imagination fan, you know, you know.
Yeah, if you know, you know. And
if you know, you know.
He definitely got it right away, which was hilarious because I felt like he was going to get it. And I was just like, listen, I'm like, I feel like after being a fan for 30 years, I kind of know, like, his personality, so I'm just going to go with this. And he did. He saw it, and he smirked, and he pointed, and I'm like, yep, this man got it. He knows. Yes. He knows. He thought it was comical.
I wonder now that the cotton candy thing, which I'm so glad you said that because now I'm just going to piggyback off what you said and say my favorite moment was also when he noticed my cotton candy shirt because if I try to sit here and think of my other favorite moment, we'll be here all day.
Yeah.
But I wonder if he realizes, like, are people paying this close attention to his lyric? Because I know one other person did it before me. She was a giant cotton candy person.
Yeah, yes, she was Adriana,
Adriana did it. She did it.
Okay, yeah. Adriana did it. Okay, she was giant cotton candy. I did it. It was just cotton candy sticks. He noticed the shirt. That probably is going to be my favorite moment for a while. Until I'm sure something will happen in Barstool and VIP that will change my mind in the fall, but.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Right? Just knowing that, I think now he knows that we're paying so much close attention to the lyrics. It's kind of hard not to use that lyric in a comical sense. So, yeah. Well, thanks for the idea. That's going to be my favorite moment for now. I'm sure that I had something else planned, but yeah, you're right.
That's what I was saying. I had another moment, but I don't think I'm ready to share that yet. So I'm like, you know what? We're just going to go with that one.
Let's just go with that. So yeah.
Well, I'm going to piggyback off Kels and Janira now because I was with Kels at the Boston show. Both nights were absolutely incredible. But yeah, him noticing us during mirrors and our sign. Should we tell them what our sign said?
Yeah. Kels? Tell them the sign. This goes hand in hand because he noticed me in my shirt first because I was standing first to where he was coming, But then we had signs together, which Kelsey's going to tell you about, that he noticed right after that. So we got like a double notice, which was awesome.
So we went with another Kelsey, and we went with another girl named Melissa. Hi, Kelsey and Melissa, if you're listening right now. Hi, girls. So we all made signs that said Kelsey, Kelsey, Kelsey with arrows pointing to us. And then Melissa wrote, Melissa, not a Kelsey, with an arrow pointing to her. And I'd like to think he got the joke. But he pointed at all of us. It's deep in my brain. I will never forget that for the rest of my life. And his staring at me. I had a Technicolor shirt on. It said, you are my love in Technicolor. I don't know if he noticed that, and I wore that because it's his favorite song off of everything. I thought it was, so I'm hoping he noticed it. I don't know if he did or not, but yeah, that moment will be forever ingrained in my brain forever, so that is my favorite
I think
moment.
He did notice it, if I would have to guess, because he does notice that stuff, Kelsey, and since it is his favorite song, I'm sure he noticed it.
Yeah, and the stare, his stare is very intense, I will tell y'all.
Yeah.
I think I blacked out. I'm pretty sure I blacked out. Like, did he really stare at me? Did he?
Yeah.
I wasn't. Yeah. It
luckily, was just, there was video footage of it because we replayed it and I sent it to everybody and it definitely happened because we were questioning it for a minute. I don't think we even remembered how we got back to the hotel because we were all like, oh my God. And so,
with our voices, hardly. I mean, it was just. Boston, yeah. If anybody who went to the Boston shows are listening right now, what a crowd. What an amazing two nights.
I'm gonna big up MSG, Madison Square Garden.
MSG, absolutely. Yeah.
Madison Square Garden was amazing. That was, it was so good.
And he
brought the trench coat out, so.
The trench coat.
Yeah.
We haven't seen that in a minute. I don't know if he's retired he's saving it.
You can wear it with the shorts, right?
Yeah. He brought it out for Faye, and then he's going to bring it back for Faye.
London.
Yeah. I'm going to put that. Jenny, I was like, wait, did he? But I want to say, too, I think all the crowds have been amazing because all shows have been completely sold out.
Sold out, yeah.
Absolutely.
Most definitely.
I think that is really worth noting. All the crowds are great because they're just packed to the rafters and they're constantly adding seating. So
he's got amazing fans for sure, and that we all stand behind him and love him.
Yeah. Right.
100%.
Jenny, did you share your favorite moment?
No, it didn't go yet.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, my favorite moment was probably the 2020 tour. Because it was the first time I saw him that wasn't in the nosebleeds. And I went to Baltimore to get VIP. And someone just listed it on StubHub. So I didn't think it was real for the price that I paid. So I just remember feeling like an out-of-body experience being that close. Because we got there really early to get right up against the stage. And just being in a trance for like what comes around goes around. And Michael Phelps was there in the VIP.
Oh, wow.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
They've been friends for a good while now.
Yeah. So he's shown up a lot for him.
Very cool. Faye, did you have a moment or did you share it already?
I said MSG, Madison Square Garden, was amazing. That was my first time in America. First time in New York, first time in Madison Square Garden, so that was, for now, that would be my moment until maybe the Barstool.
Barstool.
Yeah. Barstool is definitely going to be amazing.
Are you Barstool or front row first?
Front row first, and then Barstool. Yeah.
And then VIP SRO?
Okay, so VIP is before... Front before London, so VIP SRO, front row, and then Barstool.
Jeez.
Oh my gosh.
But Ticketmaster chose my seat, and it happened to be seat 28. So I didn't pick the seat.
Get that sign. He's been rotating. So get that sign ready.
Yeah, I'm a nerd.
He's gonna be like, that's Faye. I done see her 2 times already. He's gonna see your face, so you just need to
not.
That's awesome. I didn't know that was your first time in America. That's so great.
Yeah, it is my first time in America. And then I'll go back in November.
Very nice. Wait. Oh, yeah, Memphis.
Yeah, Memphis. She's got Memphis
as,
now.
Yeah, as Memphis. I pointed out, there's always someone attending a concert in any month, every 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
We're taking shifts.
Absolutely. Just keep adding more that as we can.
Right.
Oh, gosh.
Right. That is that's everyone's favorite moment, which is all attached to a concert, which I think is really special. And I think that'll probably come up again later because there's so many special moments. But we also wanted to share some JT fans special moments, which would be birthdays. So Kels has a shout out for each person who has a birthday in August.
I do. So I'm going to start it off with myself, because my birthday is actually on Monday, August 5th. And
yay! So,
Happy birthday!
Thank you. And fun fact, my youngest son shares my birthday, so really I don't get to celebrate. It's just his birthday now, but...
No!
But aside from that, we have some other lovely fans, including our very own Marina. She is August 8th.
Aww.
Then we also have the lovely Loretta, who's actually August 5th with me. So we're birthday twins.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. And then we have Candace. She's August 17th. Alice is August 14th. Ebony is August 10th. Tammy, JT, and Saint Fan is August 2nd. So hers just passed. And Cheyenne is August 11th. Philly is August 12th, and these next two birthday plugs are just two members that had worked with JT in the past, but they're fans of everything that's going on, so I just want to shout them out too, because I wish them a happy birthday every year, which is Primo, who is August 9th, and DJ Charlie White, who is August 13th. And that is all the August birthdays that I have that were sent to me.
Leos.
Oh my gosh, so many yes. August birthdays.
Yeah. So anybody else that has an August birthday that we didn't shout out, we love you all and have everybody hope you have a happy birthday. Those are our August Leos.
Yes, we are forgetting for a second a very special Leo King that's very close to Mr. JT. We got to say happy birthday to Mr. JC, who shares a birthday with our girl Marina.
Who reminds us all the time.
Yes, Marina will tell you this.
Yes, so. She shares a birthday with the unicorn.
In fact, that is how I learned JC's birthday on August 8th. Thank you, Marina.
Yes, thank you, Marina.
Both of you enjoy your birthday.
Yes, have a great birthday, JC.
Have a great birthday, JC.
Happy birthday, JC.
And to kind of give you a preview of what we'll do next time, our girl Jenny has, we put out on Twitter, we asked, since we've been seeing more t-shirt, what do we like most, the black or the white t-shirt? And Jenny has tallied all of your answers, and I'm not going to share it on this episode because we want to talk about it on the next episode, but the results of how you guys voted is kind of surprising. That's got me questioning my own life choices, but
I can't wait for Jenny to tell us about that on the next episode.
Yep.
We will get into that on the next episode, so.
Yes, stay tuned, everybody.
Yep.
Stay tuned. But
thank you for tuning in and listening to our podcast and talking about the first time you saw Justin, our favorite moments, and other fun topics. I hope you enjoyed. And we're all on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. So you can follow us on them if you haven't already, and be sure to catch our second podcast soon.
Absolutely, and feel free to send us messages because we do reply and answer back. So if you have anything that you want to share with us or send to us, feel free.
Right, and we'd love to hear in the comments, wherever you hear this, let us know what your favorite JT moment is, if you can narrow that down.